is that they have the only royal charter that was awarded by King Richard III. Of course, he didn't reign for very long, just 2 years. And the wax chandlers, of course, produced beeswax candles and other products associated with beeswax, and still today very much at the forefront of the beekeeping and the wax industry. And of course, we talked about the tallow chandlers last time. Tallow chandlers, of course, made candles out of animal fat, the wax chandlers from beeswax, much more expensive, generally only used by the churches and in wealthy homes. So, of course, before the Reformation again, you know, if you wanted to speed your sinful soul through purgatory, it required huge amounts of beeswax to light candles and tapers and images. And of course, quite literally, the Protestant Reformation came along, and if you'll forgive the pun, business was snuffed out. And in 1531, in fact, Henry VIII ordered Thomas Cromwell to issue an injunction ordering that sermons were to be preached quarterly against the devotional use of candles, and that no candles, tapers, or images of wax were to be set before any image or picture, but only the light that commonly goeth across the church by the rood loft. So membership of the wax chandlers slumped from 54 to 34 following that injunction. Also, of course, wax was used to seal documents, and wax-coated writing tablets were, I suppose, the, you know, kind of the iPhones and, you know, tablets of today. If we go inside, we can see there's the Great Hall on the second floor, and that accommodates around 70 people for lunch. And you won't be surprised to see that, of course, on the tables and above the chandeliers are lit by beeswax candles. I just thought I'd, this is a sort of nice link to how, you know, a livery company is still very much active in its profession. The only theatre in the country to still use candles is this one. And this is the Sam Wanamaker Theatre, which some of you may well know. It's opened in 2015, and situated next to the Globe Theatre on the south bank of the river. It's an absolutely beautiful indoor theatre, and you'll see there on the stage that it's all lit by, guess what? Yeah, beeswax candles. Now, it's modelled, well, partly on the very early, one of the first indoor theatre that we really had in England, in London, in the early 1600s, and that was the Blackfriars Theatre, and that's where Shakespeare's company, the King's Men, performed indoors in the winter months, as opposed to performing outdoors in the open air at the Globe in the summer months. And what's very interesting about that is that the introduction of indoor theatres necessitated, of course, the use of artificial lighting, which would have been beeswax candles. And that led to another innovation in the theatre. And you might be able to perhaps guess what it is. There were no intervals outside at the Globe because there was, you know, no need. It all ran sort of in natural light. But once you got indoors, although beeswax candles do burn quite gradually and slowly, they still had to be trimmed and replaced. So intervals had to be introduced into the plays. And if you look really closely at Shakespeare's plays, particularly the later ones like Winter's Tale, they're constructed differently to allow for the introduction of music or intermissions. How about that? And that's a performance that I actually saw about 5 years ago. And you can see Dame Eileen Atkins performing a one-woman Shakespeare show. And I have to say, the lighting from the wax candles really also affected the performance as well, because her face was in shadow at certain points. It was very, very cleverly done. And by the way, on the right-hand side is one of the guys that works at the theatre. He's a lighting technician, and he's now known as a candlician. It's a new job again in the theatre. And he's responsible for lighting and taking care of the candles. The Sam Wanamaker Theatre keeps 2,000 beeswax candles in stock, and that's a two-week supply. In fact, they've used so many of them over the last few years that there isn't enough English beeswax, apparently, to supply them. They have to go to China to get extra. Anyway, I just thought that was a nice, interesting story where you can see something like that in action still today. Right, from the wax chandlers to the gold standard of the livery companies. Next door, in fact, is the